Ah, you know, it's great. It's nice to get a run out there, and, you know, I suppose getting the goals is nice as well, but it was ultimately, it was a team performance, and it went to extra time, showed the fitness we had there, and it's great to be in the semi-final now.
People talk about impact subs. I think you were barely 30 seconds on the pitch when you had the ball in the net. Talk us through it.
Ah, well, you know, just Jim said, you're going in there now, you know, make a run, already run towards goal, and, you know, and just ran on and found myself in position just from looking up the players. Just went straight after I came on, and Frank found me with the ball, and was in the defender. I don't think it picked me up, so, you know, I was lucky enough that I managed to finish it into the corner.
I suppose a wee bit frustrating maybe that you didn't manage to tag on what probably would have been an insurance point in the last 12 minutes of normal time.
You know, it's probably from the goal, we probably didn't push on maybe the way we should have and won the game, like, but at the same time, I suppose Kildare make it difficult for you as well. They're a very strong physical team, they're fit, like, but, you know, we showed them in the extra time that, you know, we were a point down, and still in the last couple of minutes we kept pushing on, we got the 2 points at the end, you know, which won the game, so, you know, we'd be very happy probably in that respect of fitness wise and that for the boys.
And tell me, at any stage in those, say, last 5 minutes of extra time, did you think the game was gone or drifting away?
No, you know, like, I mean, you don't think on that until the hustle goes, and, you know, if the game's, if you're beat, then you're beat, but, you know, I mean, this year especially, they've been just going to the end, like, so it's been a big thing, and, you know, you're never beat, like, and I suppose it showed that at the end there, really, when probably people only thought Kildare had the game in the bag, like, when they're point up in the extra time. I suppose people thought, but we were never going to give up, and, you know, it's nice now to find ourselves in the semi-finals.
And talk to me, personally speaking, it's been a pretty long road back, I suppose maybe the best part of a year out with an injury.
Ah, you know, it's been a long time, like, I suppose with 2 operations and ankle and that, and you know, it's been hard to get the fitness back, and still, you know, have a lot of work to do in terms of getting fitness back to make a good impact at the county level, but, you know, 4 weeks now to make a good impression, and hopefully to get a couple of games under my belt, and, you know, impress the management, and hopefully not give them the send-off to be in there again.
Tell me, how hard has it been to get yourself back to a level where you're playing senior under-county football at Croke Park?
You know, it's difficult, like, even at the training, I suppose, when you start, and I started coming back first, you know, you notice the training, the intensity level is a lot different than what I had been experienced before, you know, I suppose going out for a year, you're always going to struggle to find that level again, and, you know, but the last couple of weeks, I'm starting to feel good at the training, and, you know, pushing on a bit, and hopefully now, I've 3 or 4 weeks now to get training again, and to push on, maybe make a impression to Jim and the lads again.
And it's a good time of year to be coming into a bit of form?
That's it, you know. I mean, probably I'll need to get another 3 good weeks under my belt training, and then, you know, obviously then we've got a game time with the club, and, you know, that'll bring me on leaps and bounds in the next game, and hopefully if I can impress the management that they can put me in there again.